So welcome everyone to day 38 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Taking a moment to settle into our seat, finding the sense of ground underneath us. And as we're settling in, just letting people know who have not been with us during these sessions, that what we'll do is we're doing a little recap of the paramitas, a very short little recap. Today's paramita is joyful effort or energy. And then we will have a 20-minute silent sit. And then I'll ring the bell, and the invitation is to do a walking practice or a movement practice if you like. You can also continue to sit. And then coming back in your own time, and then at 8:14, I'll ring the bell, and we'll conclude with three ohms and a bow of any style you like to the group. So recapping the paramita of joyful effort or energy, remembering the things that we talked about earlier. So first of all, just noticing the kind of effort that we bring to our lives, and just noticing where we place our effort and bring our energy. Are they the things that contribute to a sense of well-being, liberation, freedom, as opposed to those things which are short-term gains? Remembering Pema Chodron's quote, going for the second piece of chocolate cake is not what we mean by kindness towards ourselves. Really looking at the things that we put our effort into. And then particularly those things that take a long time, like practice. A practice of our meditation or Tai Chi or learning an instrument. So seeing, it, can we sustain our effort over time? And then over time, how do we meet the challenges, the setbacks, and the obstacles? Not just looking at the ways in which we bring effort to those things. And then, of course, we talked about the effort that it takes to just be present in our lives, present in our bodies, in our hearts, and in our minds. And not getting caught up with just being on automatic. And then, particularly, being on automatic by just being busy, which is, we can think of as a kind of laziness in our lives. Just being on automatic and not being present. So really paying attention to where we place our effort, how we work with our energy, do we do it in a skillful way, and can we be present in our lives? So letting that be the ground of your practice today. So shifting to the more formal practice. So again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body just resting here. And from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Connecting to your natural human dignity and worthiness. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Connecting to our tender heart, our sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.